Almost 1 year since Hamas attacked Israel. Events this weekend throughout the country. In New York, Peter Rabinowitz wearing a necklace given to him by a friend who survived the October 7th attack.
It's a sign of the amazing resilience of the people who lived along the border, a sign of the hope that there will be better days.
In Detroit, one of several cities where pro-Palestinian demonstrators were on the street calling for an end to the bloodshed. Today, Palestinian officials say 19 people died in an Israeli strike on a mosque. Hurricane Helene and its aftermath now blamed for at least 227 deaths as Vice President Kamala Harris was in hard-hit North Carolina for a briefing on recovery operations. And another storm is gearing up to hit Florida. Tropical storm Milton forecast to strengthen into a hurricane. And former President Trump returned to Butler, Pennsylvania, the same site where he was injured in a July shooting. This is ABC.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. A program that helps cover the cost of replacing polluted wells is popular in Wisconsin, but officials say more permanent changes are needed. Mike Moan reports.
Running your kitchen faucet and suspecting the water is contaminated can be a scary thought. Tom Van Lowe and his wife live in a farming community in Marathon County. Their property is surrounded by cropland. Van Lowe says over time they had a buildup of nitrates in their well, with test results eventually showing excessive levels. County officials helped them apply for aid through the state well compensation grant program, which funded a reverse osmosis system. That was a lifesaver for the couple.
We knew for years that we were drinking contaminated water, so it gave us a lot of peace of mind.
Van Lowe says they likely wouldn't have been able to afford the roughly $12,000 cost, and they no longer have to stock up on bottled water. Agencies and assistance groups report waiting lists for these grants, saying eligibility is pretty restrictive. Chase Cummings of the Dunn County Environmental Services Department says that existing eligibility requirements for the well compensation program make it hard for people to clean up their drinking water.
Nitrate concentrations must exceed 40 parts per million. The health standard is 10 parts per million, so you'd have to have a very high nitrate concentration in your private well. And if you were to use the current well comp program eligibility, we would have one individual eligible.
That puts many other property owners in a bind because they don't qualify. Cummings says county governments are being more intentional about careful land use. That includes working with farmers to adopt conservation practices so that lower levels of nitrate find their way to surrounding water sources. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Pack looks to bounce back. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in for Mike Clements for Civic Media Sports. The Green Bay Packers take on the LA Rams this afternoon. Green Bay will be without wide receiver Romeo Dubs, who is suspended for one game for conduct detrimental to the team. Jordan Love will make his second start since spraining his MCL in the season opener. Kickoff is after 3 p.m. You can hear the game on WRJN, WRCO, and WCQM on the Civic Media Network. Other NFL games today include the Vikings and Jets in London and the Bears taking on the Falcons. In college football, the Badgers beat Purdue 52-6 yesterday. Wisconsin piled up 589 yards of offense, and Braden Locke became the first Badgers quarterback to throw for 300 yards in a game in 9 years. The Badgers will play at Rutgers this Saturday. And now that training camp is done, the Milwaukee Bucks will begin preseason play tonight against the Detroit Pistons. Tip-off is set for 7 p.m. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some morning clouds will give way to sunshine, breezy northwest winds, up around 30, even 35 at 40 miles per hour, highs reaching the lower 60s. Tonight we'll have clear skies, lighter northwest winds, and also some areas of frost. It's 53 at our studios.
Hi, I don't call radio stations very often.
Your calls are the best calls.
And keeping you inspired and informed is part of the Civic Media vision.
Thank you very much for broadcasting the Liz Cheney question and answer. I really appreciated that, hearing her voice, and for you to broadcast it like that was wonderful.
Listen to the Liz Cheney interview now on our website, civicmedia.us. Real news and great conversation.
Find it on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Greg Bach and meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Brittany, you ever name any of your vehicles?
I have a Jeep Wrangler right now, and I named it Natural Disaster.
I've been driving Wranglers for forever here.
All right, I'll just see you guys later.
Do you duck anybody?
I've got the duck it bucket in the back.
What
I'm ready to go.
Are you talking about? Hey, where are my Honda Insights at?
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, National Security Leaders for America member Randy Manner joins us at 10:33 to talk about Project 2025. Pam Yonke in hour number two. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Morning, everybody. Music of the Star. I'm Lou Regani. Mel Torme to begin things. Happy Sunday. And then you go, yeah, right. Marty Page Orchestra. The Kid from Chicago. There's a legend with this song. I'll tell you about it later.
Sunday is gloomy. My hours are slumberless. Dearest, the shadows I live with are numberless. Little white flowers will never awaken you. Not where the black sorrow has taken you. Turning you, would they be angry if I thought of joining you? Gloomy Sunday, ¶¶ Sunday. With shadows I spend it all, my heart and I have decided to end it all. Soon there'll be candles and prayers that are sad, I know. Let them not weep. Let them know that I'm glad to go.
Now that you're thoroughly depressed. The song was forbidden to play on the radio. Comes from Hungary, actually. 1933. The original lyrics were, "The world is ending." Oh boy. Hal Kemp recorded it in 1936. Well, let's see. Paul Robeson had a version. Billie Holiday did the vocal version first, 1941. Some radio stations absolutely forbade playing that song in the air. A lot of legends. But this is the month for that, isn't it? The haunted month of October. Now the legends, well, they're tough to verify. By the way, the composer committed suicide. The BBC said absolutely forbidden to broadcast. And that was in place until 2002. There you get it. Or if you do, share it with me. I don't. Happy October. Sunday, all right. And another month, our first anniversary here on WRJN. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. And we're on the high noon, Central, and all over the world. At civicmedia.us. Download the Civic Media app. October, that haunted month. The music of the stars. Oh, come on, it's not all that bad. The music of the stars, Francis Albert, Sinatra.
I'm blue every Monday, thinking over Sunday, that one day when I'm with you. It seems that I sigh all day Tuesday, I cry all day Wednesday. Oh my, how I long for you. And then comes Thursday, gee, it's long, it never gets by. And Friday makes me feel just like I'm gonna die. But after payday is my fun day. I shine all day Sunday, that one day when I'm with you. Thursday, gee, it's long, it never goes by. Friday makes me feel like I'm gonna die. But after payday is my fun day. I shine all day Sunday, that one day when I'm with you. That one day, it's a fun day. Sunday is my day with you.
Snooky Lanson, I'm Serious. Here he is, 1948. The star of your hit parade all through the 50s.
Why does it have to rain on Sunday, the one day the sun ought to shine? Couldn't the sky be blue on Sunday, the one day my baby's all mine? Monday finds me dreaming things we'll do when we're together. Then it seems my Sunday dreams are dampened by the weather. Why does it have to rain on Sunday? That old weatherman must be saving up all his rain for Sunday, 'cause he's jealous of baby and me. Does it have to rain on Sunday, the one day the sun ought to shine? Couldn't the sky be blue on Sunday, the one day my baby's all mine? Monday finds me dreaming things we'll do when we're together. Then it seems my Sunday dreams are dampened by the weather. Why does it have to rain on Sunday? That old weatherman must be saving up all his rain for Sunday, 'cause he's jealous of baby and me.
Snooky Lanson, Georgie Sarava's orchestra. Robert Merrill wrote that. No, not the singer, the composer. Snooky Lanson on Your Hit Parade. All the way till fall of 1959, and they finally gave up on trying to make a hit out of high-heeled sneakers.
Sure looks like it's gonna rain. That's what I was saying out loud. But inside, my mind was working too fast. Or so it seemed. Nothing's accomplished by this. Nothing that makes sense. Let me tell you about my mind. It seems to turn in circles that get tighter and tighter as my thoughts swing upward and inward, as I reach into what might as well be upward as downward, as I think in endless chain reactions that tighten up tighter and tighter until I want to... But I mustn't do that. Loosen up. Take it easy. Just relax. Have to appear calm. Even though I know it's a lie, I'm not calm. Not inside. I'm a nervous wreck inside. Sure, you think I'm calm. Outwardly, I appear so. But you should see the inside of me. Here. Come on in.
Yesterday I heard the rain whispering your name, asking where you'd gone. It fell softly from the clouds on the silent crowds as I wandered on. Out of doorways, black umbrellas came to pursue me. Faceless people as they passed were looking through me.
Yesterday I shut my eyes, face up to the skies, drinking in the rain. But your image still was there, floating in the air, brighter than a flame. Yesterday I saw a city full of shadows without pity, and I heard the steady rain whispering your name, whispering. Yesterday I saw a city full of shadows without pity, and I heard the steady rain whispering your name, whispering.
Makes me think of the somebody who invented numbers, which also makes sense. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Wonder if he had much trouble inventing those numbers. Wonder if he had trouble with 0. Pretty hard to imagine nothing. Nothing. No thing. No me. No you. No world. Nothing. Which doesn't make sense, which frightens me. I can't stand things that frighten me, that don't make any sense. Come on, let's get out of my brain. Quick, quick, through the door here. Now, through this one. Better. Huh?
Through the long and sleepless night, I whisper your name. Through a long and sleepless night, of who is blame. Can't help but wonder if you're lonely too, as I lie there, toss about, so at a loss about you. I wish my heart would leave my memory alone. Why must I redream, relive the joy we have known? I pray that someday our love will see the light. Till in the tick-tock silence, I'll tell my heart to weep less. all through and oh so long and sleepless night. Why must I redream, relive the joys we have known? I pray that someday our love will see the light. Till then, in tick-tock silence, I tell my heart to weep it all through and oh so long.
From a picture that's been pretty much forgotten today, I'm sorry to say. Starred Celeste Holm, Loretta Young, Thomas Gomez. It's about plagiarism. The picture, come to the stable, but there's a subplot here which is fascinating. A guy hears a Gregorian chant from a boys' choir in church, and in his sleep, he writes a popular song. Finds out it's been used before. Fred Waring there with his theme song, 1950. Fred Waring had a really popular Sunday afternoon show on television. Fred Waring started his musical career with a drum and bugle corps. In Shawnee, Pennsylvania, he was the drum major. And they were in a parade. And Fred didn't have a baton, so he improvised. Crawled up on top of the sofa and took his mother's curtain rod. For a drum major's baton. What a guy. The music of the stars. Anything can happen in October. Paul Weston and the orchestra with Joe Stafford. Our dates, Arthur Schwartz, and Joe Stafford and Paul Weston. WRJN and the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning. Timeless hits on our RJN. Off of vinyl, you see, at one time. Things are different now. Cindy Huber helps you relive those magic moments. Giving away free vinyl. In the form of a record album, that is. Check it out, 9 to 10 in the morning. Cindy Huber. Who's the artist of record? Get it? You could be the fifth caller. So, better write down the phone number. 262-634-WRJN. Win those albums. It's all sponsored by Time and Again Music and More in Sturtevant. That's the place for vinyl treasures and more. You win in October, you get an actual photograph. And by the way, the drawing for that happens on the 25th of October. Play vinyl. It sounds better. And you can win them on weekdays in October with Cindy Huber here on WRJN. And the music of the star. Marty Paich with The Kid from Chicago. Mel Torme.
The house is haunted by the echo of your last goodbye. The house is haunted by the memories that refuse to die. I can't get away from a vision that brings intimate glimpses of intimate things. A voice in my heart like a torch singer sings. I wonder who's kissing her now. The house is haunted by the echo of your favorite song. The place is cluttered up with memories that have lived too long, much too long. The ceiling is white, but the shadows are black. The ghost in my heart says she'll never come back. The house is haunted by the echo of your last goodbye. Forget you, I'll never forget you. The house is haunted by the echo of your last goodbye.
Frederick Lauren, and I've rented the house on Haunted Hill tonight so that my wife can give a party, a haunted house party. She's so amusing. There'll be food and drink and ghosts, and perhaps even a few murders. You're all invited. If any of you will spend the next 12 hours in this house, I'll give you each $10,000, or your next of kin in case you don't survive. Ah, but here come our other guests. It was my wife's idea to have our guests come in funeral cars. She's so amusing. Her sense of humor is, shall we say, original. I dreamed up the hearse. It's empty now, but after a night in the house on Haunted Hill, who knows? This is Lance Schroeder, a test pilot. So no doubt a brave man. But don't you think you can be much braver if you're paid for it? And I happen to know that Lance needs the $10,000 I'll give him, if he's brave enough to stay all night. This is Ruth Bridges. You've no doubt read her column in the newspapers. She says her reason for coming to the party is to write a feature article on ghosts. She's also desperate for money. Gambles. You've already met Watson Pritchard, a man living in mortal fear of a house, and yet he is risking his life to spend another night here. I wonder why. He says for money. This is Dr. David Trent, a psychiatrist. He claims that my ghost will help his work on hysteria. But don't you see a little touch of greed there, around the mouth and eyes? This is Nora Manning. I picked her from the thousands of people who work for me because she needed the $10,000 more than most. Supports her whole family. Isn't she pretty? The party's starting now, and you have until midnight to find the house on Haunted Hill.
Once knew his children, this old house once knew his wife. This old house was home and comfort as they fought the storms of life. This old house once rang with laughter, this old house heard many shouts. Now he trembles in the darkness when the lightning walks about.
Ain't you gonna need this house no longer, ain't you gonna need this house no more.
Ain't got time to fix the shingles, ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to oil the hinges, nor to gonna need this house no longer. He's a-getting ready to meet the saints. This old house is a-getting shaky. This old house is a-getting old. This old house lets in the rain. This old house lets in the cold. Oh, his knees are a-getting chilly, but he feels no fear of pain, 'cause he sees an angel peeking through a broken window pane.
Ain't gonna need this house no longer, ain't gonna need this house no more.
Ain't got time to fix the shingles, ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to oil the hinges, nor to mend the window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer, he's getting ready to meet the saints.
afraid of thunder. This old house is afraid of storms. This old house just groans and trembles when the night wind flings its arms. This old house is a-getting feeble. This old house is a-needing paint. Just like him, it's tuckered out, but he's a-getting ready to meet the saints.
Ain't you gonna need this house no longer, ain't you gonna need this house no more.
Ain't got time to fix the shingles, ain't got time to fix the floor.
Rosemary Clooney, big hit there, is written by the guy who wrote your Chipmunk stuff that everybody was so crazy about a few years ago. I never understood that. This is Dino Martino on the Music of the Stars. Thanks for being here, everybody. It's the Music of the Stars till high noon. Say pleasant dreams.
Lullaby and good night with roses bedight. Creep into thy bed, there pillow thy head. If God will, thou shalt wake when the morning doth break. If God will, thou shalt wake when the morning.
The door to the inner sanctum for another week. Time to go. But spread the news to all arch criminals that we shall ride again in their pursuit next week. This is no laughing matter for them, my friend, so take your tongue out of your cheek. That's better. Remember, we'll expect you next week at this same time in the mysterious circle of the inner sanctum. Oh, by the way, you like good mystery stories, so be sure to read this month's Inner Sanctum mystery, The Case of the Solid Key, by Anthony Boucher. Good night.
Orleans Nighthawks Jazz Band.
Why must you always keep me in suspense? Or can't you see what it does to me? Just the moment I think you are mine, that's the moment I get the well-known sign. Out of line, you always keep me on the fence. You build me up and then you let me down again. Sometimes I say I'll go away, but what's the sense? I'd just come back so you can keep me in suspense.
The Columbia Network takes pleasure in bringing you Suspense. Suspense. Stories from the world's great literature of pure excitement. A new series frankly dedicated to your horrification and entertainment. Week by week, from the pick of new material, from the pages of best-selling novels, from the theater of Broadway in London and the sound stages of Hollywood, will parade the most remarkable figures ever known.
Keep me on the fence. You build me up and then you let me down again. Sometimes I say I'll go away, but what's the sense? I just come back so you can keep me in suspense.
The music of the star. Happy October. Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey.
Around from pillar to post, me and my bosom pal, my friend the ghost.
Stand by for news.
Whenever we go out on the spree, he says to me, how about a little.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.